Jerry Bader Show 935, there's a poll out that I'm not going to say it shocks me. A new Rasmussen poll. By the way, I brought this up before. The media is quick to call Rasmussen a Republican poll. It isn't. It's not. But because they're convinced that it tends to favor Republican candidates, which a Republican poll, it's not. There is nothing you can point to the Rasmussen poll that it has an ideological leaning. Rasmussen poll now shows the Wisconsin governor's race a dead heat. 45 all. Am I surprised? I'm not. Here's why. I did expect that the email dump was going to have some impact because of the way the media grossly misreported it. And I have no problem with the media going through those emails, but they grossly misreported what those emails meant and what they showed. Grossly. I'm going to say it one more time. Grossly. So no, I'm not surprised. I think another poll, if it comes out in the immediate future, in the next couple of weeks, might be better news for Scott Walker because that will have passed. Mary Burke, it just keeps stepping in it and stepping in it and stepping in it and stepping in it and stepping in it. And I think that'll show in the next poll. Here's what's interesting, though. You know, the Republican Party of Wisconsin this week called her out, and we talked about what a horrible week she's had. Her magically changing resume. I started this job in 91, in 90, in 91, in 90, in 91. Whatever it needs to be at a certain time to make sure that, yeah, well, that's why I didn't pay state taxes, and on and on and on. And they also point out that one of the things that she has left out of her resume is that her only elected position, which seems a silly thing to leave out of a resume when you're running for public office, that she's a Madison school board member and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get that job, a job that really doesn't pay anything. She left that out. It's because it points to the fact that she's a classic, what's the phrase Rush Limbaugh uses? Arts and croissant liberal. And she is. She's also really kind of an East Coast liberal. This was highlighted by Dan Bice. And unlike some other people on the radio, I will tell you at the beginning, this is Dan Bice. I'm not going to pretend and make it sound like I got this information on my own. I'm going to tell you up front. This is Dan Bice. Now, Dan Bice reported that, and he reported this midday yesterday, late in the afternoon yesterday, that Mary Burke was on her way to New York last night for a, as he described it, a big dollar fundraiser at the swanky Park Avenue residence of a top executive with a private equity investment firm. You know what a private equity investment firm is, right? Who got in all sorts of trouble for being the head of a private equity investment firm? Mitt Romney. What was it called? Vulture capitalism, as I recall. Wasn't that what it was, Jason? Well, that was different. That's because he's not a liberal who's in charge of a big private equity investment firm. And then she was supposed to be on All In with Chris Hayes on MSNBC last night. I did not see that. The fundraiser was from 6 to 8 p.m. I assume that was our time. Unless it was Easter. I don't know. I don't know what Bice is reporting there. At the Manhattan home of Quentin Van Dusselaer. Boy, does that sound like an artsy-fartsy liberal or what? He is co-chief executive of Bregal Investments in New York City. Co-hosting the event were Alan and Claudia Sperry. So, you're going to look this guy out. Here, I'll help you out, Jason. Van. D-O-O-S-S-E-L-A-E-R-E. That's him. Yes, he is CEO at Bregal Investments. I assume it rhymes with Regal because it's Regal with a B in front of it. And this is the type of artsy, fartsy fundraising event that you would expect from an East Coast liberal. And he's just got that name. Quentin, I don't normally, and I'm not going to make fun of his name. But it just sounds like a rich New York name, doesn't it? I mean, it does. So here's where it gets really interesting. Van Duseler is a longtime Burke friend. And let me stop before I go to Bice's piece. Let me stop there. What do you hear about Scott Walker? Well, he's raising all this money from out of state, and it's just because he wants to be president, and he's this conservative, and the Tea Party Koch brothers like him and all that crap. So she goes to an artsy-fartsy Park Avenue residence of an artsy-fartsy New Yorker for an artsy-fartsy fundraiser. Van Duseler, a longtime Burke friend, began his career at Drexel Burnham Lambert, the major Wall Street investment banking firm that later collapsed in a result of the illegal activities of Michael Milken and others in the junk bond market. Since 2009, Van Duseler has held top-level management posts with Bregal Investments, the corporate investment arm of one of the wealthy German-Dutch Brinkenmeier family. Now, here's something else. So he basically runs a private equity investment firm. He's a liberal Mitt Romney. Jason has the description here. Bregal Investments is the private equity investment business of Kofra Holding AG, a European holding company for a privately owned group of companies, which also includes CNA, blah, 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 blah. In all, guess what's in all of that blah, blah? Among the investments of Bregal is a New York energy company involved in fracking. Fracking. Big Lib, who holds a posh fundraiser for Mary Burke. His holdings include a controversial fracking company. But wait, there's more. Joe Fadness, executive director of the State Republican Party, pointed out that among Bregal's many investments is Bravo Sports, a global sporting goods company. Federal administrators found in 05 that Bravo was outsourcing jobs to China. Does it get any better than this? This guy's holdings include a controversial fracking company and a job that outsourced five jobs to China. Also, Fadness noted, Bravo recalled nearly 500,000 made Chinese trampolines and pogo sticks since 2010. Yes. Isn't this a thing of beauty? It's just too good to believe. Now, just imagine how this would be, and I do give Bice credit for reporting this, but just imagine how this would be handled were this a conservative. It was Scott Walker. Well, you can do this very simply. What if, I don't know who heads up Bain Capital these days, that was Romney's firm, but what if Bain Capital held a similar fund, someone tied to Bain Capital held a similar fundraiser at an artsy-fartsy Park Avenue posh residence. Oh, my. Just imagine what would be going on back here right now. There's Scott Walker off with the arts and croissant crowd, as Rush Limbaugh calls them, not caring about Wisconsinites. This bunch of East Coast European liberals. She lived in Europe, of course, for a time. But no, she really knows all about Wisconsin now, doesn't she? All right. Coming up, let's do this one in 3 minutes. I think this one is really interesting. Something a grocery store chain in Wisconsin did, and whether you agree or disagree with it. I'm going to be honest. I don't know how I feel about this. Oh, really? Top HHS official quits out of frustration with bureaucracy. It's 9:45.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.